Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. After heavy snow fell overnight across the listening area today, that snow will continue mainly after 5 p.m., cloudy with a high near 33, total daytime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Tonight, snow mainly before 5 a.m., a low around 24, new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. And on Friday, snow, mainly after 9 a.m., high near 29. Chance of precipitation is 80% and new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. And in the news, the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board approved a scope statement Wednesday that would allow the state to regulate harmful chemicals known as PFAS under Wisconsin's groundwater law. The board voted unanimously to regulate the chemical's presence in groundwater 10 months after it had failed to reach agreement on the issue. In February, the board voted to regulate the chemicals in the state's drinking and surface water, but couldn't find a consensus on groundwater standards, with some board members raising concerns about the cost to paper mills and other industries. PFAS, known as forever chemicals, are a family of cancer-causing man-made compounds commonly found in household goods such as nonstick pans as well as certain types of firefighting foams. That, according to a Wisconsin Examiner report, communities across Wisconsin, including Madison, Marinette, La Crosse, and Wausau, have found PFAS in their water supplies. Clean drinking water activists celebrated Wednesday's vote, saying it will protect people's health. Wisconsinites have a right to safe water. Today, the NRB chose to put their interest over the interest of industry and PFAS polluters, Midwest Environmental Advocates staff attorney Rob Lee said in a statement. The advocate's website continues, quote, "Although manufacturers have agreed to phase out the production of PFAS, they persist in groundwater resources throughout the state and continue to pose a public health risk through drinking water. PFOA and PFOS and related substances are linked to severe health conditions such as kidney and testicular cancer, ulcerative colitis, thyroid disease, pregnancy-induced hypertension, decreased antibody response to vaccines, and decreased fertility. We urge DNR to continue the rulemaking process without delay. Much of the groundwork has already been laid, so DNR should be able to move forward much more quickly than the last time," said MEA Executive Director Tony Wilkin Guybart. And in a news release sent to WDRT by the City of Viroqua, in 2021, the city passed a new ordinance regarding on-street parking during the snow season. Previously, city ordinances restricted all overnight parking on city streets between November 15th and April 1st of each year. The new ordinance allows overnight parking on city streets at all times of the year except in the instance of a, quote, winter snow event, which is defined as any instance in which there is snowfall of 1.5 inches or more. When the snowfall threshold is met, the Viroqua Public Works Department or Police Department will issue a citywide notification via the city website, Facebook, and Nixle declaring a snow event. City residents and guests are strongly encouraged to monitor weather forecasts and relocate their vehicles ahead of time as snowfall is expected to exceed 1.5 inches. Once a snow event has been declared, on-street parking will be prohibited in the downtown corridor between Decker and South Street, Dunlap and Center Street between the hours of midnight at 7 a.m. or until snow has been removed past the curb line to the sidewalk, typically but not always in the evening. After the snow event, it's important to note that if the snow event happens on a Friday or Sunday, the snow removal in the downtown hall zone may not occur until Monday or Tuesday evening. In that case, no night parking in the hall zone is allowed until after the snow is removed past the curb line. In all other areas outside of the downtown corridor, on-street parking is prohibited until that street or alley has been plowed and the snow has been removed to the curb line. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.